And good morning. Welcome to another Tom and Shane video podcast slash whatever it is we do here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. Tom Eagleoff, your morning mayor in Bozeman, Montana. Shane Metobin, half man, half amazing, is in Kamloops, Canada, and he's under martial law, of course. So
no, they came out yesterday, Big Tom, and the finance minister and the prime minister stood up in front of the world with the premier of Ontario and reversed themselves on it. And we're back to being free. And the banks can't give them information. And of course, there was a run on the banks in Ontario. People were going and standing in line in ATM machines and bank lines to pull all their money out because, you know, the banks were giving their money away to the government. So we're back to freedom.
Sounds good. All right. Well, hey, if you're joining us on YouTube or wherever, we'd like for you to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified of any future podcasts we have. Easy for me to say. And, of course, don't forget, we are brought to you by, or we're on Patreon as well, and we've got many perks and great things for you over there. So check that out. It's in the description below. And we would appreciate that very much. Well, today, Shane, we've got to talk about, we got Russia, Ukraine, Canada, stock market, government, inflation. We have got it all, man. This is quite
Give me quick and dirty. Is that what you're saying?
This is quite a morning because world events right now are shaping our future. And man, this Russia-Ukraine thing and whatever. The other thing that's really ironic about this, Shane, is Russia is the chair of the UN Security Committee.
Yeah, I know. How amazing is that? Yeah, right in the middle of their invasion.
I bet there's. Well, it's not an invasion, Shane. Oh, it's a military exercise. It's a military exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, we've talked about this before, and it just it's such a strange thing to look at because you hear everyone talking, you know, war, and. Mm-hmm. You know, Russia is no longer a conscript army. You know, it's now a volunteer army now for a year. They have 1 million active people and 2 million in reserves. Okay, so now let's look at Ukraine, okay? Their armed forces. So this conscript, 12 and 18 months, available for military service under contract, 11.1 million.
Yeah.
Fit for military service, 7 million. Reaching military age, 500,000 active, 215 reserve, 200 deployed, 40,000. So it's not like the Ukraine isn't capable of defending itself. Like this whole thing. We got to defend democracy, right? What about the 25 countries in Africa and the 20 countries in the South Pacific and in Asia, we've been there. We've been down this road, you know. Mm-hmm. Little Napoleon in the 1800s, little Khrushchev, or little, Hitler in the 20th century, and now you got little Putin in the 21st century. I mean, it's so weird. When you look at it historically, right? Like every 100 years, we get one of these guys.
Yeah, that's what we find, that's for sure. So, well, it's, people waking up this morning are finding that, Russia has invaded Ukraine or started their invasion, I guess I should say.
That's right.
And the effects on the world market, Shane, a lot of things are happening in Ukraine. Ukraine has got a bunch of stuff that they're, any commodities and things that they stop. Is going to be a real issue for around the prices on everything else. You think you got inflation now?
Oh, yeah.
Gold is going. Gold is 1900. I never thought I would see it at 1900, but it is. And people are cashing in their stocks and bonds, and they're going to, gold. I guess the market's tanked. Totally tanked.
Well, absolutely. And I want to make two observations. We're not just talking about in the U.S., okay? I mean, across Europe, the stock markets from the DAX, you know, in Germany to the FTSE in London to, you know, to France. I mean, they're down between 4% and 5%. Mm-hmm. And some of the other markets, like in Russia, it's down 30%. Of course, you'd expect that. And then, you know, you flip over to what you'd think is that the other side of the world, like every market in Asia is down anywhere from 2 to 7%.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a global blow off, which means not only is this potential bubble we've been talking about now for, well, since May and then more concentrated in the last month, it looks like it's going to be, excuse the expression, hell bent on fury. Mm-hmm. Oil and everything. But and you know what? Crypto. I mean, this is what's even more fabulous in the context of where the opportunity may come at some point, 2 months from now, probably. But Bitcoin's at 36,000. Now, this was at, what, 60,000? I mean, it's mm-hmm. down 23 cents since the beginning of this year, down $1,500 today.
Yeah.
So, again, this tells me it's non-Americans. It's a global sell-off of American assets, especially like Bitcoin. I mean, you know, to be mm-hmm. selling it here, yeah. you know, American investors wouldn't be selling Bitcoin here.
No.
But it's way too early to even consider buying it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, and as we've covered, and I won't go into detail unless you want to because of time, but listen to our Saturday show. We'll go in. But the, you know, basically the 28-day bill this week sold by the Treasury or offered, the 182-day bill offered, 91-day bill offered, and the 364-day bill offered, all these offerings by the your Treasury Department, less than 30% were taken down. So, yeah. and of that, half of it was foreigners rolling over the debt, you know, that they have, which is 10%. So 90% is now your death knell because it's held within your country. And guess what? No one's buying it.
Yeah.
You know, no one in your country is buying your own debt. No one, no one wants your own debt.
No, we don't. No, we don't want it. We got enough of our own.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too, Shane, we got to talk about is people are not going to crypto as a hedge on inflation. That's
not yet. No,
no, that's out the window. So it's another anomaly out there, I guess. Just
not really. That's why I see gold, you know, gold.
Well, gold. Yeah. Well, gold's always been kind of a hedge against inflation. I've never really understood that because, you know, it doesn't produce anything. The only thing that gives it value is if somebody else is willing to pay for it.
Well, so, you know, and there's a huge lesson in the stock market. Of course, you know, buy low, sell high, all that.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest in a case like this, I mean, we're coming out. This is going to be ugly. This is going to get bigger. A statement here, made it before, going to make it again. The U.S. is going into a recession or at this point, based on what the policies, your foreign policies of your government, a major recession mm-hmm. or a depression. All right. Yeah. That's where you're headed right now by May, June. But, you know, I just want mm-hmm. to tell everyone that as a market person who did this, talked to people, had clients, the one quote I always had for them in a down market was your first loss is your best. And because people's greed drives them. If I sell it today, gosh, you know, it could be higher tomorrow.
Right.
No, yeah. If you don't sell it today, it could be lower tomorrow. So your first loss is your bet and mm-hmm. Best. You know, now, I'm not telling anyone to sell. You got to make that decision on your own.
And, yeah.
You had a chance. There's mm-hmm. been several situations in the last 60 days, other than us telling you, like starting last November, sell. No, yeah. We said sell 50%, sell 90%. You know, keep some, but go to cash. Mm-hmm. But now there are some dead cat bounces happening in specific stocks. Mostly because of short support, you know, because, you know, you look at Facebook and it's under $200, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But there's 52 million shorts on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's not much compared to the float of billions, but
yeah,
still a lot. I mean, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people out there that like to step in and buy it back. And then they're traders. Mm-hmm. If it moves up significantly, like 5 or 10%, they'll short it again. But yeah. This is a downside of the market, so you've got to be aware of it.
Yeah, it really is. Well, these Russian sanctions obviously are going to have a have a huge effect on gas prices, because depending on what sanctions they put on, if they sanction Russia out of the banking system, that's going to be huge.
Well, it'll be worse for America than it will be.
That's what I mean. It's going to be bad for us.
Yeah, because you saw this with what Trudeau did here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, people, the Chinese here, I have friends that have rented from Chinese people for 20 years, literally 20 years, you know, back to the 90s and the 2000s. And now they're selling them. They're selling property because they see what they ran away from in China coming, you know, to North America with what Biden's doing with Russia and what the prime minister did in Canada. Now, I had an epiphany yesterday. I have a new slogan for Biden's 2024 campaign. It'll be a nice hat, and he can make it, you know, he can make it a blue hat because, you know, the bulldogs. And it's going to say on it, make Russia great again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be his, you know, his, because obviously he's making Russia great again. Let's make Russia rich again. I mean, that's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible reality. But Biden's basically, by sanctioning Russia this way with banking, you know, that's an act of war. I mean,
it is. Well, he hadn't done it yet, but, you know, and I don't know if he will or not, because that will have a adverse effect on America. If he does that,
if he does it, the Russians are, you know, I would expect going to confirm, you know, everything about his son, you know, and everything about the money sent and everything that, you know, like, you know.
Well, they certainly could do that. You know, they could say, you know, don't do it, or we're going to throw out all the evidence.
That's right.
Of this, you know, if there is evidence.
Well, there is.
Well,
and they're guilty, and, you know, come on. And
whatever. Yeah, well,
Biden's family is so bad.
When they do it,
they're knee deep in China, Ukraine, knee deep in Russia. I mean, everywhere. Like.
Yeah, when we, I don't know, when somebody stands up under oath and says, well, but till then, you're innocent till proven guilty. So, but again, you know, the markets are already taking a reaction. I agree with you. I think most of the stock market reductions are from overseas, as people getting out of American markets and going into more international markets, or else they're sitting on cash. They're gonna go to a cash position and decide what. Let's see how this thing plays out. The other thing to think about, it's only 8 months away from the election, and Russia is not going to be out of Ukraine in 8 months. I don't think. Now, I think this is going to go on for a while.
No, they're there forever. This is a forever thing. And how much more can I take? You know, he's already taken, you know, during the Obama-Biden administration.
Georgia.
And the Crimea. You know, so Belarus he's got military in Belarus on the border of Ukraine. So, you know, Belarus is now basically a satellite state of Russia again. Yeah,
they're in play. So, it'll be interesting, because this is a real test of how tough is Biden actually. Is this guy tough, or is he a weenie and, you know, he's going to put his tail between his legs and take to the microphone. Next Tuesday, he has a State of the Union address. So
good luck with that.
That's going to be pretty interesting as to how they can float a full blown raft on this ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be tough.
Very true. Yeah. Well, you were touching on and mentioning, you know, as a country, just by sheer size, what Ukraine provides to the world in commodities, you know, energy and food particularly, is massive. So, it's coming to a neighborhood near you, like a loaf of bread and a gallon of gasoline. And don't think it ain't going to happen, because, it's just one of those situations where you know that the world is going to fall upon its sword.
Yeah. Well, certainly could. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take for the real ramifications of the market to, you know, hit bottom or whatever they're going to do. I don't know whether it's a week or whether it's going to be a month or 2 months or whatever. It may be end of the summer before, you know, before the dust settles and people adjust, you know, adjust their finances, adjust their investments, and adjust with whatever they plan to do, wherever they are. So that's going to be something we're going to have to keep an eye on very closely.
Well, the problem you have now is they're going to weaponize the market, meaning that, you know, they did with this with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. We got to follow the numbers. The numbers are what we got to follow. Mm-hmm. So all you're hearing from the talking heads now in finance is that what incredible numbers these companies are showing. Yeah, they're down 60%, 70%, 20%, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. But boy, the PE ratio is better. Oh, it's now down around 12 to 16 instead of 32.
Yeah, which is where it should be. It should be around 15 for most stocks.
But that's not the point. You know, the point is that, you know, they're misdirecting and weaponizing the market as an issue that they want to support or try to get people back into, and that's what's going to cause it to get worse. So, you know, the bottom line is that they should be telling people exactly what's going on so that people are prepared to listen to them, you know, when there's a bottom. You know, we saw this in 2008, 2009, you know, the market went down to 6,900.
Yeah.
Right. In March. And after the, you know, the big debacle with the mortgage-backed securities that, you know, affected the 2008 election, got Obama elected.
Yeah.
And then the market turned.
But, yeah, we're back to 12 by December, 6 months
that's
later.
That's right. So, you know, but there wasn't really a recession. It was just a financial, you know, alert.
Well, we had oil at 140 a barrel, and it went down to 32, I think, in seven months.
By 2014, it was down. 2013, it was 125, and then it was $39 in 2014. But so you have one of these situations where how bad is it? Well, that depends on recession, deep recession, or depression. I mean, if it's a blowout, it could take a generation, 20 years. It could take 20 years to come back.
Well, it could.
So, if it's a bad recession, two to 4 years. If it's a recession, if the recession, you know, comes off a year from now, it'll be at least a year. So that's where you're at.
Yeah. Are we going to have a European recession, do you think, caused by this thing?
Oh, Europe's already in a recession. It has been. And China is too. China's in serious trouble. This will end up financially hurting China. And it's going to hurt China and the U.S. China, because no one will buy anything, because no one will have expendable income. But more importantly, the U.S., because of their restrictions and scaring people away from investing. Russia will just be the bad dog no one wants to go to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where do you go? Well, you go to the least, you know, your chicken, right?
Yeah.
Money's chicken. It's got to go where it's safe.
That's it.
So, where's safe? Well, at this point, you might start throwing darts. Like I said, there's not a stock in the world I'll buy except for Alphabet after their, but after their 20-for-1 split, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then 2 weeks after that.
Yeah,
because a lot of people will be now able to sell it, like you know, insiders.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Coke might be okay. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see. I guess
it's one of the only stocks holding up. It's great that you say that, because it's true.
Yeah, no, we're always going to drink Coke no matter how bad the situation is. Whether we have any money or not, we'll still buy a Coke every now and then.
That's right, exactly.
So,
you got it, buddy.
Yeah,
you're clear on that. You're totally clear. On. McDonald's.
That's where we are. Yeah, McDonald's.
Is hanging in there, yeah.
Yeah, they got a pretty nice profit this year, I guess, whenever they came out.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, people are always going to eat their burgers. So it's not like, you know.
That's so true.
There's no question there's standard fares out there, but even those I wouldn't buy yet, because they're all going to correct with their, you know, people sell their bad stocks first.
Yeah.
And, for some reason, instead of selling stock that you still have a profit or you're making money on, you go sell your bad stock,
yeah.
you know, that you're losing. And then all of a sudden you're what look were like good stocks end up looking like bad stocks, and you're like, wow, what am I gonna do now? That's why, you know, we went through this with everybody, and we can beat our chest as loud as we want because we're right.
Yeah.
We've had it right from six months ago. Well, since last May.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
You're right about Coca-Cola. It's 431.20, and you know, it's a stalwart. There's no, you know, that's why Berkshire Hathaway owns so much of it, because
it's a sure thing.
Well, and you know, it pays a nice little dividend, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Dividend's 25 cents a share, and there's 4.6 billion shares out on it. So there's enough of a float that it's held by everyone that knows it. And if you still see Coke bottles, why would you sell it?
Yeah, that's true, I guess so.
No, at this point, you're only going to keep what, you know. But it's down $200. It was at 619. So it's down to 431. So $200, my buddy. That's 35%.
Yeah, that's kind of heavy. So right there.
That's a dump. That's a dump, pal.
All right. Well, obviously, we'll be talking about more of this on the radio on Saturday. We're on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, KMMSAM.com, as you can see on the crawl there, KMMS.com. All you got to do is click a listen now. No sign up, no email. You don't have to tell anybody who you are, what you are, where you are. It's a great deal. You can call us. You can text us. But we'll be talking about this in a lot more detail on our Saturday morning show. And again, KMMSAM.com is all you need. Click listen now between 8 and 11 Mountain Time, and you get us. So
live and well.
Alive and well. So it's just that easy to get us. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. I think we've done all the damage we can do today, Shane, I guess.
So. Safe harbor, everyone.
That's right. That's for sure. All right. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. Let us know what you think of our show. And we will see you on the next podcast and hear you on the radio, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com on Saturday. Bye for now.